Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with Timber Tucker, co-founder and head coach of the Indiana University Club Pickleball Team. Indiana women's basketball learns its fate for the NCAA tournament while the season concludes for the men's basketball team. We will have our high school scoreboard update and look ahead to the week in IU athletics, so let's talk sports. We will start with Indiana University women's basketball, who is in the NCAA tournament for the fourth year in a row and sixth under 10th-year head coach Terry Morin. The Hoosiers learned their matchup on Sunday night with the NCAA selection show on ESPN. The 24-5 Hoosiers get the number 4 seed and will host for the third year in a row in the Albany Regional 1 bracket this weekend against the 13th seed Fairfield Stags, who are 31-1 and won the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, with the winner taking on the winner between the 5th seed Oklahoma Sooners, 22-9 and won the Big 12 regular season title, and the 12th seed Florida Gulf Coast Eagles, who are 29-4 and won the Atlantic Sun Conference. It's the 10th NCAA tournament appearance for the Hoosiers all time, and all three games will be on the ESPN family of networks. The season is over for Indiana University men's basketball. The 6th-seeded Hoosiers were trounced in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament against 3-seed Nebraska 93-66 Friday night in Minneapolis. The Hoosiers finished the season 19-14, were left out of the NCAA tournament, and they announced they will not accept an NIT bid. The Hoosiers beat 11-seed Penn State 61-59 Thursday night as Bloomington South grad Anthony Leal scored the game winner on a putback in the final seconds. The Hoosiers will lose Xavier Johnson and Anthony Walker to graduation. Trey Galloway and Anthony Leal announced they will return for their 5th and final season, but the Hoosiers could have a whole new roster due to transfers and players going pro. We will keep you up to date on all the off-season movement. Chloe Spreen of Bedford North Lawrence has been named 2024 Indiana Miss Basketball. The 5'10 University of Alabama commit is the third Miss Basketball from BNL, joining Marla Inman in 1992 and Jory Allen in 2019. BNL is tied with Warsaw for the most Miss Basketball winners from one school since the award was established in 1976. Spreen finished with 1,869 points, 633 rebounds, 259 assists, and 200 steals, along with 62 blocks. Spreen will wear the number 1 jersey when the Indiana All-Stars face the Kentucky All-Stars in June. Vincennes University men's basketball beat Wabash Valley College 73-67 to win the National Junior College Athletic Association Region 24 Central District Tournament at Wren Lake College in Ina, Illinois. The Trailblazers are 30-3 and headed to the Division I National Tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas for the 11th time in 12 years and 30th all-time appearance in the Division I National Tournament, which are both NJCAA records. It's the 20th time a Vincennes team has won 30 or more games in a season. The tournament will kick off next Sunday and go through March 30th. Trine University, located in Angola, Indiana, beat Hampden-Sydney College from Virginia 69-61 to win the Division III Men's Basketball National Championship at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Saturday afternoon. It is the first national championship for the Thunder, who finished 30-3 on the season for Coach Brooks Miller. It was the highest attended Division III Men's Championship game with 4,546 fans. High school sports time. Let's check the local high school scoreboard. Well, winter sports are almost over, and spring sports are getting ready to begin, so we are in between, but the stage is set for the IHSAA Boys Basketball Finals at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis on Saturday, March 30th. The semi-states were completed on Saturday, and will take a week off due to the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament first and second rounds at Gainbridge Fieldhouse this weekend. In Class 1A, At 10:30 a.m., Bethesda Christian, 23-7, will take on Fort Wayne Canterbury, 18-9. Class 2A at 12:45, Brownstown Central with Purdue recruit Jack Benner, 27-4, will take on Wapahani, 28-4. Class 3A at 6 o'clock, Scottsburg, 24-5, will take on South Bend St. Joseph's, 20-9. Class 4A at 8:15, it will be Ben Davis, 23-5, against Fishers, 28-1. The games will all be streamed on ishsaatv.org and the ISSAA TV suite of apps for $15 a game or $20 for all four games. That is a look at our high school scoreboard. When we come back, we will talk with Timber Tucker, co-founder and head coach of the Indiana University Club Pickleball Team. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Hi, this is head coach Eric Anderson of the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Hi, this is head coach Eric Anderson of the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is the co-founder and head coach of the Indiana University Club Pickleball Team. Timber Tucker is my guest. Timber, it is great to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. Of course, pickleball is the biggest growing sport in America, but for those who don't know, what exactly is pickleball?
A combination of tennis and ping pong played on a badminton-sized court. So it's actually older than I am. It's been around since 1965. Some guys on vacation out off the coast of Washington or Oregon invented it. It's really taken off the last few years, and primarily post-COVID, a little bit before COVID. But one of the cool things about pickleball, it's a really social sport. You know, it's played in a fairly small area, very social. It's one of those games that's pretty easy to pick up. Like you said, it's the fastest growing sport. What a lot of people don't know is there are now more pickleball players in the United States than there are golfers or tennis players. And in the next 5 years, they expect it will be a bigger played by more people than golfers and tennis players combined.
That is definitely a amazing fact. They even have the professional pickleball tour. And that, of course, that has become a big craze with TV deals with ESPN, and I think CBS is involved in that. How cool is it for you just to see how this is growing and the fact that you're kind of on this ground floor of the college pickleball craze?
Well, I grew up an IU guy. I mean, I'm first generation college student in my family. Grew up in Evansville. You know, growing up in Evansville in the 70s and the 80s, that was the highlight of the IU-UK border wars. I didn't even know Purdue was our rival until I got to college. I thought it was just UK. So to be able to coach an IU team, I mean, you know, no, I'm not coaching the basketball or volleyball team, but I've had a lot of fun with being able to say that. And, you know, pickleball is not a varsity sport yet. So the highest levels of college pickleball are played at the club level. We have literally pro players playing for other schools right now. So probably the 10th best male pickleball player in the country or so, Colin Schick, plays for North Carolina. It's been a lot of fun to get to know those guys, to get to know some of the pro players, and then really develop our team at IU fairly quickly. It has been just a whole lot of fun.
Now, before we jumped on, you talked about IU is in the basically top 10 in pickleball, and you think that the top two or three teams are still on another level. Who are those teams, and who are the teams that are in the top 10?
So right now, for some reason, everybody plays pickleball in Utah. The best program over the last years, although they had not won a national championship until this year, but Utah Tech. Who's ever heard of Utah Tech? Utah Tech, which is in St. George, southern Utah, just a complete powerhouse. Great group of people. They got supplanted this past weekend in a regional out west by Utah Valley, another school you've never heard of. But on our side of the Mississippi, a lot of SEC schools, 2022, North Carolina won it. This past year, Virginia beat them. So a lot of Southern school powers. In our neck of the woods, I would say we are the best Big Ten program. We're right there with us, neck and neck, really, is Ohio State. We beat them in a super regional in the fall in a very close tiebreaker game match. And they just did the same thing to us in a tiebreaker last month. We've already started a nice rivalry. Purdue has a decent team. They're not quite at our level yet, but they're getting there. I want to get to the Virginias and the Utah Techs. We could give them a game. We're not quite there.
Beside Purdue and Ohio State, how many other Big Ten schools have a club pickleball team?
Michigan has a decent program. Iowa has a decent program. And what's really cool about pickleball is we go to these regionals and we become friends with all these guys. Some of my best friends are on the Purdue team, and I would have never thought that would have happened. And the Iowa team, Ohio State, actually, when we started our program, we reached out to them because we knew they'd had their program for a while, and they helped me build our program, gave me some ideas. Illinois has a club sport, club team. We haven't seen them yet. Wisconsin has played in a couple of events, but they're not quite there yet. We're shooting to have a Big Ten championship next spring. From some of the newcomers, UCLA has a program, but it's just beginning. Washington has a program. Oregon has a program. Most schools have a pickleball club, but not all of them are traveling yet.
Now, you started the club in 2022. There was a student, Sam Huttner, who helped founded the club with you. What made you guys get going? What just created this brainstorm of pickleball at IU?
Sam found my name somewhere because I had a lot to do with pickleball in Bloomington. There was a little bit of some bad feeling with the community, the cutters, as we would call them. There was a little bit of a bad feeling because a lot of the students were taking over the outdoor courts in town because there's still not any courts at IU. There's still not one legal pickleball court on campus. They painted some lines around some tennis nets, but that's the wrong size net. So Sam said, hey, let's figure out a way to do this. We started this club in 2022 in the fall. It had zero participants. It now has over 600. It is the largest club sport at IU by far. I mean, like by far. So then this fall, Sam gives me a call when he gets back to campus and he goes, hey, did you know that there is a travel, you know, you can play travel competitive pickleball? And I said, no. So I immediately called Carter Wittendorf, who Carter is a high level. At one point when Carter was 19, he was the highest rated 19-year-old in the country. And he was a freshman at IU. So this year as a sophomore, I called him. I said, we're going to Gables Bagels. We're going to go see Ed at Gables Bagels. This was the day after Labor Day. And so I'm going to sit down and recruit him. He's my first five-star recruit, right? So we're sitting there having a bagel and he's all in. He's, we got to do this. Well, in walks a friend, Mevish Shafdar. Mev, I introduced to pickleball, but she's still a student. She's a doctoral student, and she was a five-star tennis player, played 4 years at the University of Minnesota, and now is arguably the best women's collegiate player in the country. There's probably three women that are in her league, and she walks in, and I was like, Mev, sit down. And so that morning, I recruited two five-star pickleball players to my team. And I was like talking to my friends at the varsity club. And I was like, Woody's got to hire me because I got this recruiting thing down. I recruited two of the best pickleball players in the country and it cost me a bagel. So with Mev and Carter, right away, we recruited a couple other players. College pickleball is played. It's a co-ed sport. And it's we have several four-person teams, but our number one team, two men and two women, immediately within a month, we went to Michigan and won the Michigan regional. Beat 19. Nobody had ever heard of IU. We went up and won the Michigan Regional. That's how we got on the map.
It's like a fairy tale story to how you get recruits and how you get these people to come play pickleball for you. Talk about how the season is set up, how many games, how many tournaments, kind of what the calendar year is like for you with pickleball.
Well, it's kind of still the Wild West right now. Everybody's trying to figure it out. There are two main players in pickleball, Duper, which is a rating system, and they've gotten involved in, they're the big player right now. And the APP is also, they had a big event in Westfield over Christmas break, and they'll do another one. They're trying to get more involved. But so it's still kind of the Wild West. It's traveling. Duper does six super regional of the year. We just went to their super regional in Illinois, and we beat Ohio State last year in a super regional, and then they beat us this spring. But the Duper National Championship is in November. We did that. They kind of do a calendar year. We finished 13th in the country at the regional. That was a little disappointing for us, but it was our first national event like that. And then the APP did their national event in January. We're trying to get these places to think more about thinking more about a school year. But that's kind of not where we're there yet. So we have three main, we have super regionals, which we travel to. Then there are campus regionals that different clubs host. Miami of Ohio hosted one in Cincinnati a couple of weekends ago, and we took five teams. Now that was five four-person teams. No one had ever taken that many teams to an event before. But as you can imagine, it's all about the women. We can find plenty of men, but finding women is a little tough. Our team, because I've got six courts laid out, we've got a travel team that's got 12 men and 12 women on it. So we were able to send 20 of our 24 players to that event, which again was a huge number. Four of our teams got out of pool play. All four of the five got out of pool play. Three made the Elite Eight. And then our top team won, beat Virginia Tech to win the event. So I'll send you a picture. I have two banners that look very similar to what you'll see in Assembly Hall hanging from our two regional wins.
That is awesome for sure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Timber Tucker after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd. With an injury claim, don't leave cash on the table by not realizing all the Indiana laws that can help you. The insurance company won't tell you about them, but call me for a free consultation to learn all the important steps to get the best settlement. Call or text 812-333-MATT or go online to myinjurycase.com. Let's join forces and fight for a settlement that makes sense for you. 812-333-MATT.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
This is Indiana University Senior Associate Athletic Director Jeremy Gray, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Timber Tucker, co-founder and head coach of the club pickleball team here at Indiana University. Timber, of course, we were talking about your two regional banners that you have with IU Club Pickleball. Currently, you guys are at the warehouse located on South Rogers Street here in Bloomington. Unfortunately, of course, there are no facilities on campus. So talk about how you were able to get pickleball at the warehouse and, of course, your hopes and goals for everything to get you guys on campus sooner than later.
I'm working with a developer out of Indianapolis, Birch Dalton. He had a lot to do with the APP event up there. And we kind of have a dream of putting indoor facilities in a lot of college towns, maybe places that wouldn't be able to have an indoor facility if there wasn't a big college there. Right now, we're working with Iowa and Alabama to put some facilities in. That's definitely going to happen in Alabama, probably going to happen in Iowa. Here, Birch has a bunch of these They're called pickle rolls, and they're roll-out courts about the thickness of a roof shingle. And they play exactly like an outdoor hard court. And Birch said, hey, go down, take those courts down, get IU going. So he allowed me to do it. You know, he gave me the courts basically for free. There's $100,000 of courts out there. And then I worked with the warehouse, which is a cool youth facility, to take some of their space. So that's what we're doing right now. It's worked out great. We're calling the place the Crimson Pickle with a little bit of a nod to IU, but it's a private club. Anybody can join, come and play. And we hope people will do that because we want to support indoor pickleball in Bloomington. You know, right now I want to be outside playing too, but it will become September again someday. And we don't really have a good outdoor facility to play. So we're really hoping folks will come in and support it and support the team. It gives us a place to play year round, which is a huge advantage in the Midwest. Ohio State doesn't have that. Iowa doesn't have that. Really no one but us. Purdue doesn't have that. So a couple of weeks ago, Purdue came down and we played a dual meet. It's going to be the first annual battle for the Old Oaken Paddle. There's the Old Oaken Paddle. And you can see we won the first year. Cut it out of a whiskey barrel. We want to continue to be here as long as we can. It's a great facility. IU's even looking at maybe doing some classes here next semester. And because Hyper is going to be shut down for a couple of years, so they need a place to do some classes. So we may do some pickleball classes. But I just really want to grow it. I really want to be able to compete. Pickleball is such a fun social sport. I love the kids. Like I said, every school, I mean, it's very competitive and some pretty intense games, but everybody is just friends. Everybody goes out afterwards. So my dream is to continue to grow this facility and also grow IU pickleball in a lot of different ways.
You mentioned the camaraderie in pickleball and the fact that everybody's friends and they go out afterward. I'm sure there's still some trash talking going on during the games.
A little bit, but it's not like you would think. Now, we get on these group me chats and they get a little testy sometimes, but it's really all in good fun. You know, I got my candy stripe jacket on and I got out of the vehicle for the first time and got booed by the Purdue players. But now Purdue, I mean, those guys have been calling me to help them develop their club, just like Ohio State helped me. So that's my favorite part of pickleball, is just really everybody having a good time together.
You mentioned Duper as the rating system. You're on the collegiate pickleball committee that they help basically organize. So talk about that a little bit, kind of how that helps you talk to other people from around the country and help, obviously, grow the sport when it comes to these tournaments.
Yeah, Duper put together a board of students and coaches that we've been getting together monthly to just talk about how can we make the tournaments better? How can we do more campus regionals? How can we do more dual meets? Travel is so expensive, it's overnight travel. We want to do more regional Duper. You know, we played the Purdue event. You know, I think we're going to do something with Butler and we're going to do some things with maybe Louisville, places where we can do more day trips, because I put together my dream budget for just travel for next year, and it's like $32,000. And so we've got to do a lot of fundraisers. We have a GiveButter, which is like GoFundMe. We have a GiveButter site where people can donate. If they want to go and just type in IU Pickleball or Indiana Pickleball, they'll find us. But that's not going to get us $32,000. So we're trying to do more local stuff, especially, you know, we've got a big team and a lot of those players want to travel. We really want to develop the program and see how we can best support these students. By the way, a couple of small schools, it's going to be a varsity sport year next year, not an NCAA sport, but run through their athletic department rather than their club program. That's the kind of thing we're going to be competing with. And so funding is going to be really important.
What do you eventually, I know the goal is to become a varsity sport at some point. Where do you think that's headed? How long do you think that will take?
I hope it's never an NCAA sport. Because kids, NCAA is a pain in the ass to deal with. I would just love for it to stay a club sport. It still could be a varsity sport, but it doesn't have to be NCAA. But right now, as long as you're taking 6 credit hours, you can play in club sports. I've got a guy that played up for the IU tennis team, John Morin, played for the IU tennis team in the 80s. He's a doctor. He's thinking about retiring so he can come play, take 6 hours and play with us. If he makes the team, we'll have to see. Duper started this a couple of years ago. They hired a kid a guy out of North Carolina State that has started their program. His name is Jacob Smith, and he is doing an incredible job of growing this. And we just like to be a part of that. We also want to be part of the APP. They're doing some really cool things. So like I said, it's kind of new. It's kind of the Wild West right now, but it's just, it's growing so fast, it's hard to keep your head around.
So obviously you have undergrad, you have master's students, you have doctoral students. So basically you have the whole enchilada when it comes to different players and different skill sets.
Yeah, we had tryouts. You don't have to try out to be on the club team or in the club program. But the travel team, we had tryouts. We took 12 guys, 12 women. You know, we think the 12 best pickleball players on campus right now.
So what is the upcoming schedule for the pickleball team, and where can they find information on the pickleball team?
The club, we just got club status. We've been around for a while. We had provisionary status, but we just got our club team status in the last month or so. So we're still getting the social media stuff worked out. I think the best two places, they do have an Instagram account, but the absolute best place to find it is my Facebook page, Timber Tucker Facebook. I post a lot of stuff on there. We just had a hype video done recently. Someone did for us. We got that on there. So really following me and then following that Instagram right now, before the kids break and get out of here, they'll have their social media stuff. That's not what we've done best yet. They want to play too much pickleball and not actually work on the social media.
You mentioned the fact that you grew up in Evansville. You're an IU grad. You've lived now. You've come back to Bloomington. You've been here for several years. What makes IU so special?
Well, I grew up in Evansville in the 80s, and it just started with Coach Knight, as it did for a lot of people. My parents held him up as, you know, this is the guy that kids go to school, his kids go to classes. If you go to college, that's you're going to class. You know, we came to a game when I was 16. It was a beautiful February day. We walk around campus, and I just fell in love with the place. And I've been like that all my life. I'm an IU guy. Everybody will tease me about that, but my pickleball group, are a lot of them are coaches and administrators in the athletic department. You know, when I would come to games as a kid, I would go home doing my Chuck Crabb impression, and now Chuck Crabb's a friend of mine. You know, 10-year-old me is very impressed that Chuck Crabb is still a friend of mine. You know, I'm getting remarried and asked my future wife to marry me at a game last fall on the Jumbotron, you know. Jeremy Gray made that happen for me. So I'm all in for IU. I always have been. It's just meant a lot to me and my family. I've had a couple of businesses here in Bloomington. My fiance has a laundry business for students that we pick up and deliver business. So it's a big part of who I am. Looks like I might get to teach some pickleball classes next fall. So it just continues to be. It's always been a big part of my identity. My friends from high school, when I tell them now that I'm coaching a pickleball here, they're like, yeah, that tracks. That totally makes sense based on who you were at 16.
Well, being born and raised here and growing up a big IU fan and now getting to do what I get to do, it's no better feeling than living in what I consider the greatest college town around. So, Timber, I thank you very much for the time. Good luck to you. Good luck to the team. I know some competitions are coming up. We'll definitely be following, and we'll do this again soon. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick. Anytime, I'd love to come back.
My thanks to Timber Tucker for being my guest this week in IU Sports. Tomorrow, baseball at Indiana State, 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Wednesday, women's swimming starts the NCAA championships in Athens, Georgia. Thursday, women's swimming at the NCAA championships. Wrestling at the NCAA championships in Kansas City. Noon on ESPNU and 7 on ESPN. Friday, of course, women's swimming continues in the NCAA championships. Wrestling, day 2 of the NCAA championships in Kansas City. Noon on ESPNU and 8 o'clock on ESPN. Softball at Penn State, 5 o'clock on BTN+. Baseball hosts Illinois at Mark Kauffman Field, 6 o'clock on BTN+. Saturday, the Women's Swimming Championships conclude in Athens, Georgia. Women's rowing at the Big Ten Ivy League Duel in Camden, New Jersey. Wrestling at the NCAA Championships in Kansas City, 11 a.m. on ESPNU, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Women's tennis hosts Ohio State at 11 a.m., Women's soccer at IUPUI in a spring game at 1 o'clock. Softball at Penn State, 2 o'clock on BTN+. Baseball hosts Illinois, 2 o'clock on BTN+. Men's tennis hosts Purdue at 3 o'clock. Sunday, women's tennis hosts Penn State at 11 a.m. Softball at Penn State at 1 o'clock on BTN+. Baseball against Illinois at 1 o'clock on BTN+. And men's tennis hosts Cornell at 3 o'clock. Of course, the NCAA women's basketball first and second round will be here in Bloomington. Day and time have not been announced. The first round games will either be on Friday or Saturday, and the second round will be Sunday or Monday. Again, check back on social media for official times when they are announced. Again, IU, the 4th seed, will take on 13 seed Fairfield, while Oklahoma, as the 5th seed, they will face number 12 Florida Gulf Coast. So again, check those times and TV listings later on in the week. Thank you for joining us this evening. Thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and Monday nights right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.